Dr. Ruth All the Way is the sixth world premiere by BSC associate artist Mark St. Germain. Mark is the acclaimed playwright of The Best of Enemies and Freud's Last Session.
Freud's Last Session, Barrington Stage Company's longest-running play, has played over 700 performances off-Broadway and has been performed nationally and internationally.
Dr. Ruth All the Way stars Deborah Jo Rupp as Dr. Ruth. Deborah Jo is a regular on Berkshire stages, having performed here at Barrington Stage many times, as well as Williamtown Theater Festival and at Chester Theater Company.
Deborah Jo has made over 300 television and film appearances and is probably best known for her role as Kitty Foreman on the hit series That 70s Show.
So cool. Mark St. Germain and Deborah Jo Rupp, great to have you all here on the roundtable. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being
glad
with us.
To be here.
Let's start with you, Mark. We heard from Dr. Ruth a few moments ago about how this came to be, but what is it about what you like to explore that her story struck a nerve with?
Well, it's that she is an incredible inspiration to so many people, and most people know Dr. Ruth for her television show, her radio show. I had no idea about her past life, and she is just an amazing person. All she has overcome, she uses as a symbol. She has hundreds of turtles in her house, not live, luckily, but all these statues. And she says a turtle has two choices. They either stick their neck in and go nowhere, or they have to put their head out and move forward. And she has moved forward constantly, and that's what so impressed me about the story.
I have a second question, just following up for a second about you, Mark. You've done so much for this Barrington Stage Company and as a part of it. What made you choose this to be your home as opposed to anywhere else?
Well, Julie and I have known each other so long, and we have such trust in each other. And I was on the board when it was founded, and it's just a wonderful group of people. I mean, people use the word home loosely. This really is a home for many artists.
And when you take on a show like this, you know that you have the space to do what you need to do.
Exactly. The way it came about was after Dr. Ruth and I talked, and you heard earlier that she was not for the idea at the beginning, I called Deborah Jo. She was the first person I thought of, because I thought, well, how do you do it without someone who has the talent to be able to do this? And when Deborah Jo was agreeable, then I called Julie, and the combination of the three of us has been terrific. And Julie was immediately excited by it.
Deborah Jo Rupp plays Dr. Ruth. It's a one-woman show. You're on that stage for 2 hours.
Yes, I am.
And I bet you feel every minute of it, don't you?
You know, what is different about this show is that the audience is so important. I've done a lot of theater, but I've never done a show where I talk to the audience for 2 hours. And I do. I mean, I like, when the show is over, I recognize faces from those 2 hours that I've been talking to. And the show is different every night, depending on what that audience is. What did you ask me? I don't.
So how does it change every night?
Well, you know, when you walk out and people are just beaming at you and they're happy to be there, that's one kind of audience, and you know it's going to be a fun ride. You'll get another audience that is very, very knowledgeable about theater and is interested in maybe the words and the writing. That's, you handle that a little bit differently, and you feel, you know, it just, it affects me differently, too, when I do it. So every show, I feel, is different. And I get a lot of energy from the audience. It's a one-woman show, but it's not really, because the audience is the other character.
Joe, one last question, and that is, how do you memorize all the words?
Well, that was a nightmare. I mean, that was a nightmare. I'm not going to lie. That was, there was a lot of crying. There was, it was... I mean, at one point, honestly, I Facebooked friends and said, I need a ticket to Spain, and I need it now, because I have to leave the country. It was, and then, I don't know, somehow it just sort of came together. I'm not sure that I've said it the same way once yet.
Really?
There are little pockets of places that I go, was there a verb in that sentence? I don't know.
But you have latitude because you are the only person. There's no one sort of waiting for that cue. And you have that give and take with the audience, too. So.
Well, but the thing with
There is the show, but...
Yes,
if I go up,
there's no one to get me out of the thing. There's not. I mean, there's like little lines written on bookshelves. There's little lines written on packing boxes. And there's occasionally the wandering around looking for the line.
Because you move around a lot. I mean, there's a lot to do. A lot of boxes and phones and over here and over there. There's a lot to
I don't want to make trouble, but does it ever occur to you that you should get co-writing credits with Mark St. Germain when you make stuff up?
Well, the percentage of what I make up is usually, is your phone ringing in your purse? Could you answer it? We'll wait.
This was supposed to be, in my head, at the beginning, a 90-minute show. No intermission, maybe 80, 90 minutes. But Dr. Ruth's life is just enormous. And it had to be this what it is.
We didn't mention it with her but you know, you talk about the aspects of her life. She was a sniper, for God's sakes.
That's right.
I mean, that's an amazing aspect of the story, which you bring out beautifully in the play.
Oh, thanks. Her life could be 10 people's lives, and all of them would be remarkable.
The sniper was the reason I
that's
said
right.
yes. That's totally when Mark called and said, I want to write this one woman show on Dr. Ruth, and I went, oh. What? I went, oh, the sex person? I said, no, I don't know that I'm the person for that. And he went, Deborah Jo, did you know that she was a sniper in the Israeli army? And I went, well, then I have to do her. I have to do her. That's totally what did it. Because it doesn't fit. It just didn't fit.
Have you ever played someone who is alive?
No.
Yeah. So that is a whole other pressure.
That is a whole other different thing. I mean, if they're dead, they can't come and see you and say, I never did it like that. You know, it was between the lines and the alive part. It was stressful at times.
No, we're not allowed
to. But she's been fantastic. She's been so supportive and great.
We're not allowed to ask her any psychoanalytic questions. So let me ask you one. That moment that you sort of disclosed, that you said yes as soon as you heard about the sniper, what is it about your personality that
I liked that the pieces didn't fit. Like, my image of who Dr. Ruth was, because I listened to her, I learned many things also.
What?
pretty much everything. The picture didn't fit. And I thought, well, wow, maybe other people feel the same way. And it was going to be an opportunity to share that and bring that out. That was interesting to me.
The accent, getting that down.
Yes.
You had, what goes into that process?
Stephen Gabus is a dialect coach. He's excellent. And I had worked with him on other shows at Barrington Stage. And he was in New York City. So once, twice a week, for 2 months, I drove into New York and worked with him. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how many hours I worked on this thing. And then I played tapes in the car constantly on, you know, 3-hour drive into New York and back out. And it was a long, long time because I had to get that under my belt before I could even start learning lines or acting it. I couldn't be worried about what it sounded like at the same time.
Because that could be a killer. You know, we've all seen films and plays where the actor has a dialect and it just doesn't really work. And so that's
yeah,
amazing.
And you have to be kind of consistent, too, because if you're not, you fall out of the play. You know, if you go, oh, she's just bad.
Dr. Ruth mentioned this, and of course, obviously, her experience is much different because it's her. But there is that, there was a moment, I would say, toward the end of the first act, where looking at you, and you don't even realize you're seeing an actress. You know, you think you're watching Dr. Ruth, and that's a haunting feeling. It's what's so wonderful about the theater.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's lovely.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So, I mean, do you feel that in the sense of, you know, you talk about that intimacy with the audience, but is there a sense that you can kind of feel that, that they're, okay, they're with me now?
I feel it when they're with me, and I feel it when they're not with me, and I know I have to kind of grab it back again. You know, I have to say, this has been an amazing experience, and I had dinner with friends last week, and I haven't seen them in forever because I've been working on this, but they said, you know, you seem a little different. You seem more grounded. And I have to say, working on this with the beautiful words that Mark wrote, beautiful, beautiful words, Dr. Ruth, when you see how small she is, and you are trying to get across who this woman is and the struggles that she had and where she is now and this just this beautiful life that comes out of her, it is so my pleasure to do it every night. It's just there is a joy in it that I don't know that I've experienced before. It's a very personal to me.
Well, are your friends right, Deborah?
They are right.
Did it change your personality?
I don't think it changed my personality, but you know, it's really made me think about my family in a different way. It's, I don't know, I'm getting very kind of artsy now, aren't I? It's
no.
Early,
no,
I'm
we
tired.
Like that. It's an artsy show, that's fine. We
no,
allow that.
It makes me grateful for what I have, and I think maybe sometimes I'm not always that way. I think it has changed me a little bit.
Mark, has it changed you? I mean, this very much is in line with the work that you do of taking these very personal pieces and telling an intimate story. But it is a bit of a departure.
It is a departure. And it was, it affected me very much. And I told Dr. Ruth this last night. It was odd to have her away to Israel for a few weeks because Deborah and I hear from her so often. And yet part of me felt she was there the whole time. And my life is better for having known her.
It was interesting. You chose two subjects, Freud and Dr. Ruth, both fabulous psychologists. Is there something that demands you do that?
No, it was really because of Freud that led to this play, because Dr. Ruth had gone to see the play a number of times and gotten friendly with Mark Dold and with Martin Rayner, and Martin was the one who first suggested the idea of, why don't you do a play about Dr. Ruth? And as you've heard, she rejected the idea completely. But when I read her autobiography, I was just so touched by it. I thought, this is a play. And I haven't done a one-person show again, and I have to say it's the most difficult thing I've ever done.
Wow. What's next? You have a stage named after you, for goodness sakes. What's next?
I don't know. I guess I have to die to have the validated, have a theater named after me.
Those are your options. I think you have other options. You don't have to die.
No, Sid and Lee Blatt were so generous in donating the theater.
Yeah.
And they were incredibly generous in naming the spaces after after Bill Finn and myself. It's still amazing, and to hear somebody say, as you did earlier, the Saint Germain stage, there's part of me wondering who that is.
Mark Saint Germain and Deborah Jo Rupp are here with us this morning. I thank you so much for joining us today. It's just a delight to have you both here. Congratulations on wonderful, wonderful work.
Thank you so much.
Jill. Thank you, Alan. It's always
a pleasure. Thank you. Dr. Ruth All the Way runs through July 21st on the St. Germain stage. To find out more information, visit Barrington Stage Co., barringtonstageco.org, or call their box office 413-236-8888. Julie's waiting for the call right now, actually. 413-236-8888. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Barrington Stage in Pittsfield on WAMC.